Now, neither ethnic religion nor universal religion exist in the abstract. Both ethnic religion and universal religion are embodied, each of them, in concrete individual religious systems. So now, let us just cast a glance at some of the historical religions, one by one, and try to classify them as to whether they are ethnic or universal. But before we do that, let's take a look at our chart, because we mustn't forget that in the midst of all this, we are still concerned with the higher evolution of man. In our first lecture, we saw that evolution is the most important concept of modern thought. We saw that it enables us to understand the whole of existence, cosmic and human, as consisting of one gigantic process of development from lower to higher levels of being an organization. We saw too that man is included in this process. And we saw that we can study man in two ways, either in terms of what he has developed out of, and this is the lower evolution, or in terms of what he will develop into, is developing into, and this is the higher evolution. Now, on our chart, the lower evolution is represented by section 0 up to point 2. This is the lower evolution. And then the higher evolution is represented by the section 2 up to the point infinity. Now, starting from the bottom, 0 point represents the starting point of the whole evolutionary process. It starts here. Point 1 represents the point at which consciousness, that is to say, specifically human consciousness, emerges. Point 2 is the point at which self-consciousness or awareness emerges. Point 3 is the point at which transcendental awareness emerges, that is to say, awareness of reality, and the highest point of all, crowned by the symbol for infinity, represents the point of nirvana, the transcendental, the ultimate, the absolute, Buddha nature, whatever you may care to call it. And these five points altogether, divide the whole evolutionary process into four sections or stages. A, the infrahuman stage. B, the human stage, primitive and civilized. C, the ultra-human stage, and D, the suprahuman or transhuman stage. And in this way, we saw in the course of the first lecture, there of course we saw it in detail, the whole process of evolution is covered. Now, how does this work out? How does all this work out in terms of our present lecture? What place do ethnic religion and universal religion occupy in the scale, the total scale of evolution, human evolution? Now, this isn't difficult to say. The basic characteristic of ethnic religion is that it is collective. Ethnic religion therefore belongs to the lower evolution, though it has branches in the higher evolution, specifically branches in the ultra-human stage of the higher evolution. Now, the basic characteristic of universal religion is that it is individual, an individual affair. Universal religion therefore belongs to the higher evolution, though it has roots deep down in the lower evolution, specifically in the human stage and the stage of primitive and civilized man. Now, there's also a correspondence in terms of last week's lecture. There's a correspondence between folk art on the one hand and ethnic religion on the other, as well as between the fine arts on the one hand and universal religion on the other. But we've no time tonight to pursue this question further. We have to push on with our classification of religions.